seeking the Lord and the experiences that was experienced in this place. Amen. And this here in East Greenbush too.
Right.
Little box that rocks, you know. I used to tell Pastor Johnson, if you go there, you can't breathe if you go late because you didn't have a seat. And I'm always continuously praying for y'all, no matter where I'm at, no matter what part of the country, no matter what part of the world that I'm in. And when I spoke to Pastor Dave the other day, we were on the phone, and I said, well, I'll go Wednesday night, and then, you know, I just like being led of the Lord. I'm going soon with this. I like being led of the Lord, because when you go and you're led of the Lord, it's more powerful. I don't mind being invited to speak places. That happens all the time. But there's nothing like the moments when you obey God. Amen. And you go because of a purpose. Amen.
Amen?
Amen. You never go where the crowd is bigger, because it doesn't always mean better.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Jesus went to people that were in need. Mm-hmm. In need of him. In need of more of him, of his power, of his glory. And as I was sitting there, I began to speak to the Lord. And even coming, I began to speak to the Lord concerning. I said, God, you're bringing me back up into the mountains. It's funny because I was coming here and they asked me as I was coming here. I don't really tell people when I come to the area, because I like to just be low key. And if I'm not somewhere, I'm normally home. Well, visiting, because I don't live here anymore, but I'm normally just in the house. I don't go anywhere. And I just sit in there. Even on Sundays, I just sit. I don't just go somewhere just to go. And so they found out that I was here from the Northway Church, the big church up there in Clifton Park. And so they were trying to get me to come there. And so I said, I'm going to Nassau. And they said, Nassau? He said, what are you going up there for? I said, it's a church. He said, a church? What church is in Nassau? It's way up in the mountains. But there's a place called New Hope. There's a place called New Hope. And that's significant in why I'm saying that today. Because I declare and decree that you will have new hope.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
That you will literally have a new hope.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The reason why you would need a new hope is because the old hope seems to be dying out, so that God will give you a new hope. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, but he never tells us how long to wait. He never tells us how long to wait. I'm going to share with you what the Lord spoke to me as I was sitting in my seat. But he never tells us. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up. That's the gravy. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. That's the, you know, we get excited about the end part. But it says, they that wait. The key is, how long can you wait for that one moment that he will come and do what he's never done before? See, you think you've seen everything. You haven't seen everything. You haven't experienced everything. Every time I come in here, my mind goes back to what I know was. But you have to realize that can't even compare.
Testing one, there we go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As much as I travel around the world, I want to share this with you, and I hope this blesses you today. I hope this blesses you today. As much as I travel around the world, I told Pastor Dave, as much as I travel around the world, it seems as if everybody, Pastor Diane, is dealing with the same thing on different levels in life. No matter how much money you have, no matter how big the house, no matter how big the church, everybody's dealing with the same thing. Leaders, sheep, everyone, I kid you no lie, they've been asking me the question, what do I do? I want to be back where I was. And it's like we're all in a field, but we're standing in different places. We all want the same thing. We want that experience again. But we don't want it to leave. Are you hearing me? I believe this, that this time,
Jesus,
there'll be no leaving.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That ever powerful presence that only comes from God. I may not even open up my iPad, so I may just quote scriptures. Is that all right? Thank you so much. I just like flowing. I was sitting there in my seat and beginning to speak to the Lord and, you know, just, God, what are you saying? And the Lord said something to me. He said, this is, it may not sound deep to you, but I want you to hear this. He said this to me. He said, tell them this. The first thing he said, tell them to prepare for my return. Now watch this. Not just the return of him coming in the clouds, but the return of his power and his glory in this place.
Amen.
I hope you hear me. He said, tell them to prepare for my return. Are you hearing me? He said, tell them to prepare for my return. Are you hearing me? Now, preparation in anything, there has to, when you're getting ready for something. My son runs track. They say he's the fastest, whatever, in New York State, whatever he does. He's broken all the records in South Colony High School. He's just, his head is blown completely. It's track girls. Jesus is somewhere in there, Pastor Diane. Please pray for him. He really has it bad. It's horrible. I can't even explain with him and these girls. It's just, he likes all kind of girls. He doesn't care what color they are. He just likes all girls. Anything that says Jeremiah, he wants it. So pray for my son. But he has to prepare for his meets. When the crowd is in the stand, Roba Kashmansi, they don't understand the preparation that goes into being able to be number one. I want you to hear this. The preparation. He gets up, he's doing push-ups, he's running, and sometimes he's running and just running for just hours of running. The gruelness, he's sweaty. When he gets done from track, he smells like a garbage. He's in preparation. Mental preparation. Emotional preparation and physical preparation. And then I tell him, you can never leave out spiritual preparation.
Amen.
There's preparation. And that's what the Lord spoke to me. The first thing he said to me, he said, tell them to prepare for my return. Because he says, I'm getting ready to return in a way I've never returned before.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you hearing me? I've seen the hand of God in this past year. I've seen him return back to places that were dry. I mean, when I say dry, I mean dry. I've seen him take a congregation that had 400 members, went down to 9 people in a big church. And in 62 days, there's nowhere to seat the people. Everything about the services changed. Everything changed. The whole program structure just changed. They go from worship to teach. That's it. Offering just comes when it comes because they begin to seek. When you start seeking something and you start seeking God in a way you've never sought him, he can't deny you. Are you hearing me? He said, if you knock, the door will be open.
Amen.
Amen. If you ask, I'll give it to you.
Yes, come on.
Are you hearing me? When you see, so he said, I want you all to begin to prepare for the return. Somebody say preparing for the return.
Preparing for the return.
Preparing for the return. There is a return. You remember when Jesus tells the story about the bridegroom? And you had five wise. And you had what? Five foolish. The foolish were only foolish because they didn't prepare ahead of time. They could have went in, but they didn't prepare. And when they realized they ran out, it was too late. Then they had to go back in the town and try to get more oil for the lamp. They didn't put enough manshekobo to hushman and see. They didn't put enough in. When you don't put enough in, you can't. Come on and help me preach it, huh? You have to put enough in. See, we are God and God is us. He's in us. So it's not that we're reaching for something so super, so gone, so far away. The real key to this is believing that he is. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, we're not disconnected from God. We are connected to God. We're connected to him. How do you get disconnected from God? Mentally, emotionally, everyday things, everyday life, busyness, frustrations, challenges, your circumstance, your problems. Looking at it from what you see with your natural eyes. And if you look at it out of your eyes, you will never see God. You have to look at it from the eyes of God. That's why the Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. If I have the evidence and I have the proof, then I don't have faith. If you need evidence and you need the proof before you believe, you don't have faith.
That's right.
Belief and faith is two different things. To believe is, I believe that chair can hold me. Faith is when you sit down in the chair. Good God, Ozaya. I believe that car can run right, but when I get in it and take off, that's the faith in action.
Come on.
And so you have to get into a preparation mode to not just believe. Watch this. I'm not just going to believe that God is going to do something great in my life in this church. I'm going to walk in faith. That means I'm going to talk like it. I'm going to walk like it. I'm going to worship like it. I'm going to praise like it. I'm going to give like it. I'm going to serve like it because I'm moving in faith. And when you move in faith, I'm telling you, you'll see God do things he has never done. I thought I seen God did the greatest miracle when I was in Africa some years ago. I thought I seen God move the greatest when I was in London. I thought I seen him move great when I was in Jerusalem. I thought I seen him move great when I was in Paris. But when I went to Little Jamaica, I seen a God that I've never seen in my life. And he reminded me, you haven't seen the last of me. Because you haven't seen the best of me. When you get a hungry people, watch the power here. When you get a hungry, I'm taking off all my jewelry here. When you get a hungry people, the key is how hungry are you?
Amen.
You see?
That's right.
Last night my sons, they said they were hungry. So I said, well, we're going here. I don't want that. I said, you're not hungry.
Come on.
I'm hungry, Dad. I said, no, if you're hungry, you'll eat McDonald's. Well, I don't eat McDonald's. The other one. Okay, well, let's go to Wendy's. Well, Daddy, I don't eat Wendy's. Jeremiah, well, you know, I don't really care for pizza. Okay, so you're not hungry. Because when you get hungry, when you get desperate for God, and you get desperate for the things of God, and you get desperate to see the kingdom of God in your life. Did you hear me? The kingdom of God in your life. We have to go back to revisiting what is the kingdom. Teaching the kingdom, preaching the kingdom, living kingdom, kingdom mind, kingdom relationship, kingdom glory, kingdom money, testimony, kingdom. Somebody say kingdom, 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 kingdom.
Kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. Hallelujah.
When you get hungry.
Hallelujah.
So Jeremiah, he bent. I said, well, if you don't, I can tell you what. I said, this is where I'm going. I'm going one place. And if you're not hungry, then guess what? I said, no one's going to eat. Jeremiah said, well, I'll just take the pizza then. I'll take the pizza. Yeah, he wants the pizza. The other one, I'll just take the pizza. I said, no, you don't have. No, I'll take the pizza. But my little peanut, the little youngest one, he said, Daddy, I'm just going to fast and believe God. Because I don't want the pizza. I said, you're not hungry? He said, well, no, not no more. But when you get hungry. So I said to them after I said, let me explain hungry to you. I said, I'm not even going to take you to Africa. I'm not going to take you to third world countries because there's more to that. I mean, we look at TV. Some of those people got bigger houses than we do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. I said, but let's think about America. There are people that are hungry. That are hungry. Right here in America. With all the shelters. With all of the, they are hungry. Now watch this. I want you to hear me. They're hungry. They have no place to go, so they think. They have no place to eat, so they think. Watch the power in this. But the Lord showed me something last night. He said no one has to be homeless in America. We have too many opportunities. No one has to be hungry. Because there's too many places to get food. Are you hearing me? I found out that there's some homeless people that don't like some of the food. Are you hearing me? Huh? We had a food pantry. They still got it going on at one of the locations. We got a food pantry and we give out certain things in the food pantry. They had one lady said she don't eat this, she don't eat that. I said, tell her the food pantry is not for her then. Because this is for people. Are you hearing me? This is for people who need something. They're not going to pick over what's in the bag.
Come on. Come on.
Are you hearing me? I'm trying to show you something. When you get hungry, when you get really hungry, when you get hungry for God, you get to a place of desperation without compromising your relationship. See, I'm desperate for God, but I'm not desperate to the point that I'm going to compromise my relationship. But when you get hungry, I didn't forget where I was at. I'm in preparation. They ran out of oil. They ran out of oil. And the bridegroom comes because they think they have enough time. Never think that you have enough time.
That's right.
Between Sunday to Sunday.
Amen.
You can't just want him when Sunday comes.
That's right.
You have to go after him. Come on, him. Every day of your life. I can't just wait here to worship. Worship in my kitchen.
On
the way coming over in my daughter's car. I got my daughter's car today. Bless her dear heart. Jesus, that car. And I turned down the car and I don't know what that was that came out of that radio. But whatever it is, we're going to talk when I get that car back to her. I didn't know where I was at. I don't like rap music and that just blew me completely away. I had to turn off the music and just begin to worship God. I didn't need any music. Are you hearing me? I worship better when I'm alone without music. I don't. Now that's me. Because when you really want, I'm trying to show you something. If you really want something, Pastor Dave mentioned about, he mentioned about, you know, when I was here for 2 months. It was a long time. Jesus had mercy. Only day I wasn't here was, I think Sunday was it? Sunday nights, every day. Some of you weren't even here. You don't know what we're talking about. And the people came because we all had something in mind. We wanted to see God.
Yes.
We were searching for more. We wanted signs and wonders. Come on here now. Yes. Because I'm talking about every night now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Every night. And the people were coming. Yes. It didn't look as pretty as it does right now either in here. You all have no idea.
No.
But they were coming. Because when you get hungry, and the Lord says, tell them to prepare for my return. That's number one. Number two, he said, because this time I want my own bed. Now, that means I'm coming to stay. I'm coming to stay. I hear people say visitation. I thank God for visitations. I'm at a place in my life I need him to stay. I don't need him to leave. I don't need him to go. I want to feel. Some people say, I can't, it's impossible to feel God every day. Oh, I don't, that's a lie. That is a lie. I you can sense God every day. How do I say that? I faith it. I faith, I faith. Someone say, I faith, I faith. My faith brings me to that understanding that he's with me. Yea, do I walk through the shadow. Come on here now. He's with me everywhere I go.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bingo. That was a bingo moment.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? We have, when you, because I'm telling you, I hope you're hearing me. He's preparing you all for some. I sensed it. When I got out of the car and I'm sitting there talking to Pastor Dave, my leg was doing like this, and I'm saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's something, I don't know whether to run right now. I don't know whether to jump. I'm not just saying it to be saying it. I'm telling you. And he wants you in preparation mode. Preparation mode means that not only do I start preparing mentally, emotionally, spiritually, but watch this here now. Anything that is keeping me from experiencing him, I have to let it go.
Come on.
Are you hearing me? I often tell people, I don't have a lot of friends. People believe I got all these friends. I don't have all these friends. They think I should have all these friends. I don't have all these friends. I don't have all these people. Are you hearing me? Because I found out something about people, some people that say they're your friend. They're only your friend when you can do something for them. But when you need them to do something for you, huh? They're not there. All these celebrity people I know, they don't. Then they say friend. I say associate. I just don't tell it to them. We're not friends. Because if I called and say, I want you to come and just do a free singing for New Hope for me. Free. First of all, they're gonna ask where's Nassau. That's the first thing is. But he's preparing you for something. Pastor Davey's preparing you all for something.
Yes, he is.
Nothing you've seen. Are you hearing this? It's nothing that, someone says, nothing I've seen. It's nothing you've seen. If you've been here for a while, this is nothing you've seen. He can't do what you've seen. Because if he's done what you've seen, that means he's not a God. He can't do what you want. The way you want it.
Right.
He'll do it his way.
Amen.
On his terms.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Never want God to do the same thing. He said, I will do exceedingly.
Come on.
Abundantly. He's trying to exceed your expectations to what you could ever imagine, what you could ever dream, what you could ever think.
Amen.
I've tried many times to dream about what I want to do, where I want to go, what I want to have. And every time I try it, he always does something. And I say, my God, today you hid that one from me. I didn't know you were going to do it that way. Because you can't have a monopoly on God.
Amen.
If you know his every move, then you're God. He wants to exceed your expectations. But if he's going to exceed your expectations, that means you've got to push beyond yours. God, today. You've got to do something you've never done to get something you've never had. That means I got to do something. Whatever I did before, I've got to do something else. I got to add something to it. Now watch this. It's not that I'm trying to obtain something I don't have. I'm really just trying to stir up the faith what I already have. God knows what you have need of before you ask, the Bible says. He knows what you have need of. He knows what you want. The Bible said when the bridegroom came, he said, what? And the five foolish come back and they're knocking on the door. And they said, what do you want? What do you want? We're back. Okay, and? You guys are in there. Yeah. Where were you? We went to get more oil. But why did you run out? Your light went out. And you lost your way. How many people that have lost their way? They had a burning light. But you ran out. Sometimes life causes you to run out. Whew. Are you hearing me? He's preparing you all for his return. And if you can latch on to the faith of it, someone say the faith of it.
The faith of it.
The faith of it is seeing it until you see it. Seeing it until you see it. Did you hear that? I've got to see it until I see it. I'm going to say it again. I've got to see it until I see it. Amen. See? Some of you, you know, you're real fancy. You know, you don't need glasses. Okay? Now, I have these used to be prescription. I'm going to tell you a secret. There's no prescription, and I have my little eyes done. Because they told me it was better for, I looked better on TV without my glasses. Because I'm the glare in the camera. I should have kept my glasses. But you have to see it. See, if you wear glasses and you take off your glasses, you know, depending on whether you're nearsighted or farsighted, whatever the case may be, it's blurry. Yeah. You can see it, but you can't really see it. That's right. A song, I love that song. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. You don't know that. Are you hearing me? Your faith should cause you to see it. Now watch for this. If you can see it before you see it, then it changes your perception. It changes what you do because now you get in a preparation mode. A soldier never goes to battle without being prepared. You don't go to war with jeans on and a hat. You prepare. There's preparation. And he's preparing you all for return. You know, the real test is, the real test is, do you really want to see God in a way you've never done? And if your answer is yes, then just what are you willing to do? Now, I'm not going to scare you, but what if Pastor Dave said, we're going to have church tonight. We're going to have church tomorrow. How many would show up? Because you, see, this is the catch. Because, see, God moves in our faith. A lot of people believe. I preached in a Muslim mosque. And they believe God. They believe Allah. They believe Prophet Muhammad. They believe. I preached in Jewish synagogues. They believe in God, but don't talk about Messiah in there. If you want to check, you better not say Messiah. Are you hearing me? I preached in an atheist meeting. I preached in the meetings. I mean, they don't call them services, Jehovah's Witnesses. They just it's not a service. We call them service. I preached in those. They believe. But they're missing the faith. In the cross. They're missing the faith in the revelation. They're missing a certain amount of faith. To believe. But that's how serious it is, Pastor Dave. Because if you're preparing and you believe, you say, God, I want to see you. Now, God can never spiritually do for you without naturally complimenting it. Jesus today. And he will always balance in the spirit. He will always balance the spirit with your natural life. That means if he accelerates you spiritually, your natural life has to take off. I'm a living witness.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't be spiritually here and be naturally here. It's always a balance in the kingdom of God. And people are missing the glory. It's like, where is the glory? We have, you know, you have those moments, and it's gone. You have those moments, then it's gone. And you have those moments, and then it's gone. And you have those moments, and then it's gone. And you have those moments, and then it's gone. But why can't it stay? Like the Ark of the Covenant, it was with them wherever they went. But watch the power. The Ark of the Covenant was wherever they went. You know why it was wherever they went? Because they took it with them wherever they went. And this is a real deep revelation on this one here. And I don't let me mess up your theology, but watch it. Watch the revelation. They took that Ark of the Covenant made out of gold. I can go out. I want to go into all that stuff. But they took that Ark of Covenant. They moved it around and around and around and took it and placed it and placed it and took it and took it and placed it and placed it and took it. And watch the real revelation about it. As much as they took it, it was only symbolic of what was already existence outside of that little box. Y'all not going to talk to me here. See, his presence, Pastor Dave, cannot be in an actual wooden thing. His spirit was not in the wooden box. It was symbolic. It was their faith that had the presence. Good God from Zion today, Jesus. I'm getting excited all up here by myself. I feel like Jesse the Planets. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Huh? It was a wooden box. In Exodus 26 and 25, or 25 and 26, it says that that wood, that Ark of the Covenant was made out of, don't y'all throw me out of the church, it's called S-H-I-T-T-I-M, Shittim wood. You get that when you get home. It's called Shittim wood. It's not a curse word. The tree is found in Africa, and they don't say the whole word like I just said it. That's the English way of saying the but they just say the S-H-I-T, because that's what it's called. Like oak tree. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Like oak tree. Okay? They just say the S tree. You'll get that when you get home. You'll get that when you get home. That may be too much for you. But the wood was a special kind of wood. But his presence was not in, watch this, in the box. It was symbolic. But they believed, man, that wherever the ark went, he was there.
Amen.
And he let them, it's called, you know, the apostles would say it's a point of contact. You see, if I pray with this piece of paper and give her this piece of paper, there's no power in this paper, but it's a point of contact for faith. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me? If I rip my shirt, I did this in Jamaica, and they fought over my shirt. I ripped it up and cut it in pieces, and I didn't have enough. And they took my shirt. They were just, you're talking about over 500 people. I got down to my T-shirt. I had to go in the office and change and put another shirt. They wanted my T-shirt, too. And they, hear this. It's funny, but it's a true story. They believed in that. And I promise you, there were so many testimonies of people being healed. People being delivered. Signs and wonders that scared me. I've been doing this over 23 years. Signs and wonders that scared me. I'm like, they said, but you knew that already. I said, yeah. In my mind, I said, no. I'm not a no. I didn't know that one. But just seeing God. And they would come back. I said, come back tomorrow night. They came back with testimonies. People out of wheelchairs. Ears opened up from a woman that was deaf since she was 2 years old, at 44 years old. She said she took it and put it on both her ears. Y'all don't hear me? But there was no power in the cloth, Pastor Dave. It was according to their faith, be it unto them. But the point I'm making is it was symbolic. Those are things that connect, things that prepare you for his return. And there's a return coming to this house. How many of you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
You already see. There's a return. I mean, and this is not the was return. This is a fresh.
Yes.
This is fresh. Testimony, fresh.
Fresh.
This is a freshness.
Yes, it is.
There's something. I don't want to mess up your rug. I mean, I wish I had the wooden floor still. I could do this. With all the dust coming up from it. This bottle is filled because somebody, some plant somewhere filled this with water. And we buy bottles of water. My grandmother would be fussing right now. She couldn't stand bottles of water. She'd go up there to Troy and to the spring. That's not over there no more, I think. I think they closed it up there in Troy. Yes, come on here now. And she would, it's still there? And she would get her own bottle. What I'm saying is, this only has as much power as you give it and as you believe it to have. Because if you want to be honest, you know, I grew up drinking out of tap water. I mean, that's my kids now. You say tap water, and it's, especially Jeremiah, that's the devil. I run track. I can't drink tap. I grew up on tap. But if you be honest, it's still all faith. So we're believing that this water has something that the faucet doesn't have. When in actuality, we can't absolutely be sure. But when we drink it, that's the faith. Are you hearing me? And there is a return. Now, in the word return, there's so much more I could say. In the word return, you find the word re and then turn. Watch the third thing here. You find the word re and you find the word turn. Anytime you see the word re, it's to do. Oh, she's helping me here today. Amen. I'm going to have to get her one of those handkerchiefs she can do like this. When you see the word return, you see the word refresh, refill. The word re, refresh, refill, restore, revive, renew, redo, regenerate. Come on here now, restart. Are you hearing me? Re. Pastor Dave, there's things he's going to re over. Refresh, renew, revive, restore, refresh, regenerate. Huh? Re. That means he takes and restores. Why should I say not? He restores. Someone say restore.
Restore.
He restore. If you ever work in a grocery store, they restock. Are you hearing me? Anybody ever worked in a store and you restock? Amen. Some of you guys have money all your life. I'm sorry, I'm not one of those people. I was beyond poor. We were so poor, my grandmother said we had to borrow the OR. All we had was peel, po. That's how poor we were. I'm
Did you get it, Mom?
Yes. Okay. We were. But in the grocery store, we had to restock. You remember those grocery store workers? You restock. You're restocking. Now, when you watch it, the thing about restocking is I'm restocking, but what I'm restocking is what? Is the same what?
Same thing.
Oh my God.
Same.
I'm restocking the same thing. Now watch the power. If you get this, if you get this, you got to say hallelujah. If you get this, you're restocking the same thing. God says, all I'm doing is refilling myself all over again.
Amen.
I hear me. Because you are me and I am you. We're one. We got to get that through our heads. We are one with Christ. We are one.
Amen.
We are one. There's no disconnection. We are one. We are one. And the kingdom. We're one in the kingdom. One with God. I'll give you one more for free and I'm done. There's so much I want to say. I said this to Pastor Dave in the office. Hashmonti Koshutai. In the book of Genesis, I'm still dealing with the preparation. In the book of Genesis, Pastor Diane, after Adam and Eve had fallen, and I don't want to get into all that because I took up enough time with the preparation part. But there's a revelation within a revelation, a revelation within a revelation. But they had fallen. And the Bible says, this is the kicker. After they, it's in the third chapter, Adam realizes, and he brings the fruit to him. I know we say apple, but it just says fruit. I don't know what it was. When she brings the fruit to him, She brings him the fruit. And when she brings it, he can't even see death on her because he don't know what it looks like. It doesn't even have a look because it's something he's not used to. But watch this. After he eats the fruit, he realizes something is different. Now, it wasn't so much the look that was different. He felt something different. You know what he felt? He felt a disconnect. Like, okay, something just, I can't put my... He runs and hides. They go and hide. They're hiding. And here comes God. And he's walking. And he said, where you at? Where are you at? God asked the question, where are you? We're over here. We hid ourselves. Why did you hide yourself? But the thing that got me, I want to show you this, is he said, where are you? Watch this. He says, where are you? Shouldn't they have said, God, where are you? But God says, where are you? He wants to look for them. He wants to come to them. How many of you, if you had 100 sheep, if one go missing, do you not leave the 99 and go and search for the one? The shepherd comes to you. What are you saying here? We're so often trying to always obtain something we already have. But we have to remind ourselves and get back into the faith and the belief of it. You see? See, in actual, when you really think about this, if we're in the kingdom, Pastor Dave, are we really losing our joy in trying to get our joy back? Or is it that we've lost faith that we have joy? And then the instruction is, how do I get joy back? Or how do I get my strength back? The Bible says the joy of the what? Lord. Is my what?
Strength.
So he says the joy of the Lord is my strength. Mm-hmm. So the instruction is, have joy, get strength.
Amen.
So am I trying to get something? Or do I need to believe in what I already have? For instance, look around this room. You don't think I'm crazy. Do you know how much power is in this room? You know how many miracles is in this room right now? Healings. I'm moving to another atmosphere right now. Do you realize it? How many? There's so much. There's so much power and electricity in this room. And the only thing that will limit God is unbelief. Are you hearing me? The only thing that limits God is unbelief. The Bible says he could not do many miracles because of their what? Unbelief. He did some miracles, but he couldn't do all the miracles he wanted to do because there were some people that doubted. They questioned. They lost it. There's so much power, healing, restoration, salvation.
Amen.
Yoke destroying power in this room. And if you can reach up with your faith, and no matter what, believe him, it will come to pass. Now let me share a secret with you.
Yes.
me share something with you. On Sunday, I went to a church last Sunday. It's challenging when you see what you see, and you sense what you sense, and I see what I see, and I sense what I sense. You know, don't worry, I'm not gonna stay here 2 months. I went to church on Sunday, Pastor Dave. I'm gonna share this with you. You all would never have known this unless I tell you right now. I went to church on Sunday. I didn't feel right. I didn't feel good the night before. I didn't. Went to the church. I didn't stay up long. Big church. It's Baptist Church. Mount Olive Baptist Church on North Pearl Street in Albany. I was up maybe 15 minutes. You know. They'd probably be mad that I'm up here this long because I gave them 15 minutes. That's all I had. That's all they could take. I sat down and I said, something isn't right. I didn't feel right. So I got in the car. I was with my father, and he said, you all right? I said, yeah, I'm okay. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, you're not okay. He said, you're trying to convince yourself that you're okay, but you really don't believe that you're okay. What? See, I'm going to show you something here. So he says, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm okay. He said, you want to go to hospital? I said, I don't do hospitals. I don't like hospitals. It's cold. I don't like the food in the hospital. I just don't like it. I said to myself, you know what, I guess I'll go. Long story short, I get to the hospital. Watch this. I get to the hospital. And I said, tell them what was going on. And I started blinking out. And before I knew it, I was in the back of the emergency room. Opened up my eyes and they were standing over me. And I said, is everything okay? Doctor said, No. He said, Mr. House, you just had a TIA. And he said, you know what that is? I said, yeah, that's a mild stroke. He said, yeah, we couldn't get you. You were, and I said, I had a what? He said, you had a mild stroke here, Mr. House. And he said, yeah, you ran these tests on you. And he said, you got some blood clots there going on. I said, what? Now watch this. I didn't feel nothing. I sensed something, but I didn't feel anything. I'm going to show you what faith does. So he said, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put you on blood thinners. I said, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I said, I can't do blood thinners. I can't do this right now. He says, Mr. House, we're going to keep you. I said, no, you can't keep me. I said, I got to go. I have things to do. I got things I'm working on. He said, no, you just got to stay for a couple of days. I said, now you just said a couple of days. Now you're getting a little, you know. Long story short, my father's fussing. Oh, just stay. Da 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 da. He's going up and down. He went out with the doctor, and they come back in. They devised this strategic plan that they were going to make the. I had to go back to the MRI again, so they were going to stretch it out 8 hours. Okay, so they devised this plan, and that by then I'll be asleep. So they gave me these drugs to put me to sleep, and they got to about the fifth hour, almost 6 hour, and didn't work as according to plan because I woke up. And I said, it's 11 o'clock at night. And then the nurse comes and said, oh, yeah, well, we're going to put you in for 6 in the morning. I said, no, you're not going to put me in for 6 in the morning. I said, I have to go. She said, well, if you go, you're going to check yourself out. I said, I'm checking myself out. I said, I'm not staying in here. I said, so go get the doctor. And the Lord spoke to me. Watch what the Lord said to me. You know, the Lord spoke to me. He said, you're going to be fine in the morning. God does this crazy stuff with me, Pastor Dave. He said, but I wanted you to feel what is happening in the body of Christ. He said, the body of Christ is having strokes. They've got clogged up with everything but me. And they're doing everything but seek me. They're injecting themselves with stuff that's not me. Thoughts, that's not me. Emotions, that's not me. Doubts, that's not me. Fears, that's not me. Complaining, that's not me. Worry, that's not me. He said, but tell them to refuse that antidote. Y'all don't hear me. I got up the next morning and I felt like I was 15 again. revelation. Are you hearing me? And that's what's happening. Because we want what we want, but we're not willing to do what it takes.
Amen.
If Pastor Dave said we're going to praise and worship for the whole service, and then we're going to praise and worship until we get done, until it could be 4 or 5 o'clock, who would stay, or who would let the tiredness of your flesh? Uh-oh. It's quiet. I didn't say he's going to do that. But what I want you to understand is what's happening in this house.
Amen.
And if you're trying to see it with the flesh of your eyes, you're not going to see it. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
You have to believe this. You got to believe this thing. You believe this thing? I believe it for you.
I
know Pastor Dave believes it. I know Pastor Diane believes it. There's belief. Matter of fact, there's healing in here. Someone on your arm right now, this arm, one or two of you right here, you're being healed right now. Lift that arm. There you go. Lift that arm. You're being healed right there. I felt it. You're being healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Comes over her now. Kashmanda, strength right now in the name of Jesus. Every ache, every pain through muscles and bone. Now, in Jesus' name. I feel it. Kashmansi, katarabohusha, tamansi. Lift your hand up one more time. Lift it as high as you can. Now just wave it and just tell God thank you. Tell God thank you. There it is. That's your healing. That's it right there. I feel it. Kashmansi. There's so much power in this room. Are you hearing me? Kashmansi. And there's a return that you've never seen before. So it's going to happen in this place. You've never seen it before, Pastor Dave. You've never seen this. He didn't give you that for nothing. That has to come to pass. Though the vision tarry, wait for it. That's coming to pass in your lifetime. With you seeing it, it's coming to pass. Because he didn't give it to you just to give it to you. Season and time, the timing of God sometimes challenge our belief. But it is the timing of God that always brings things to pass at the right time with the right people in the right place.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Are you hearing me? Somebody in your uterus, you're being healed right now. Kashman, see, I feel power of God. Right now in your uterus. Your uterus. I heard the Lord say, tell them your uterus is being healed. You're being healed in your uterus area. Mananshi kobasai. Mashonanansio. This healing. Tashman sikobo. And you'll never have the problem with the uterus again, says the Lord God Almighty. I'm talking to you. Kashman Santa. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now what time is it? Pastor Dave, you tell me what time is it? It's 11. Is it 11:15? My watch right? 11:45. Okay, you tell me when. Am I right?
Yeah.
There's a release in here.
Amen.
Pastor Diane said it's already started.
Yes.
So then you know I'm not talking off. It's already started. Are you hearing me? And you haven't seen what's about to happen. If you want this thing, oh God, you're going to get me out here on this plank like you do. I know how you do. You get me out here like this. I mean, if you really, how many really want, I know she wants it. Stand up, lady here. This lady here, behind Ange. Stand up. Ange is my white sister. Stand up. Yes, you stand up. Get in the aisle right there. Lift your hands. I'm not even going to come to you. Somebody get behind her. Because something is happening in your life. Something's happening with you. Even as you're sitting there, it's like I see electricity going through your body. You feel it. You can feel it. You sense it. And this thing, when you leave here today, is going back with you. And you will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In the name of Jesus. I don't know where you live. I don't know who lived with you. But there's a power that has to go with you when you leave here today. There are some things that needs to happen. Kushman satabahasha mansi. I just receive it. In Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Just receive it. That's it. Glory to God. Hashamansi katanansi. Glory to God. If sickness had its way, it would have taken you out a while ago, but you're still here. You are still here. And every time the enemy gets you in a corner, God said, don't I get you out? I'm going to bring you out of this corner right now. And you're going to have the last laugh. I'm going to bring you out of this tight place, says the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody give God praise for her. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Jesus today. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. And I'm going to take off my jacket. Don't y'all get nervous. I won't take off nothing else. But I'm going to take off my jacket here because I feel something for this lady. Woo! Jesus. Glory to God. That's what you need right there. That power to go with you. You need the exercising of that power to go with you. It goes with you. It goes with you. Hashamansi. It goes with you. In the name of Jesus. Ayaman Shitarabohoshaba. Fire of God. In the name of Jesus. It's already started. Somebody say, Lord, let it begin in me. Let it start with me. I'm going to pray over my sister Diane. Because I want her to be healed. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's release. I'm just coming to add wood to the fire. Are you hearing me? The fire's already started. I'm coming to add wood to the fire. I want to add wood to your fire. Come on here. I want to add wood to your fire. Are you hearing me? I want to add wood to the fire. So I really want to know how hungry people are. I really do. I really do. Do you really want it? Some of you have been here for a while, my friend there. Some of you have been here for a while. You know what God can do. You know what God will do. But let's talk about what God's doing now.
Amen.
We can't keep dwelling on what was when we're trying to get to what is. Come on here now. What was, was. To everything there was a season. To everything there was a time. Come on here now. And now it's time. This time. We're going to do things differently.
Amen.
This time we're going to do things differently. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. Just wave your hands and say glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you. God hasn't forgotten you. All right. He hasn't forgotten you. You're not overlooked. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And the person, your hands is up. I just hear the Spirit say, the person I was talking to you about your uterus. Now, when you get home, something strange is going to happen when you go to the bathroom. But the Lord said, don't be afraid. I'm just cleaning. Oh, Jesus. Don't be afraid. I'm cleaning you out. I'm making you whole. I heard that in the name of Jesus. You don't have to come up if you don't want to. That was sometimes people don't want people to know their business. But I know that I'm talking right here. He's preparing you all.
Amen.
And there's a flow in this house. There's a flow in here, and I prophesy in this house that nothing will stop the flow. Shikamansio. That in this season and in this time, what is supposed to happen in this house for each individual, I prophesy that nothing, Kushman say, will stop it. That nothing will get in the way. I prophesy out of time and call out of time into this time. Kushman Sita. I prophesy out of time and call out of time into this time in the name of Jesus. God, give them a Kairos moment. Kushman, say, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, you brought me here. You sent me here. Now, God, do. Kushmansi. I declare and decree as a prophetic voice. Kushmansaya. That you would begin to fan the flames. In the name of Jesus. That as they seek you, they'll see you. In the name of Jesus. That we won't try to force you. We'll just wait on you. We'll just believe. We can't do this in our own strength, with our own might. Not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit. This is going to happen by your spirit. This is going to happen by your spirit. We can't knock the door in. Atamancha, you have to open it. Kashmansi, we're just standing there. You have to open the door. We surrender. Kashmansi, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, blessed Savior. I surrender. If you can get to that place. One more time. I surrender all. I surrender all, Jesus. Woo! All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. That was number 4 on my list. When we surrender. When we just surrender. And just say, not my will, God, but your will be done. Amen. This lady here is sitting right in front of me here. That's sitting right here. You. Tap her, Sister Wanda. Right. No, this one here. In the back. Yes. Would you stand, please? Thank you so much. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lift your hands. Jesus today. May you experience the presence of God. Jesus. May you be lifted in your spirit. He encourages you today. In the name of Jesus. May you be refreshed and may you be renewed. May you be reminded that God has all power in his hand. May God add to you. May gladness replace any sorrow in the name of Jesus. And I declare the scripture over you. I don't know why, but weeping may endure for a night. Mm. But joy comes in the morning. Amen. May he take this load and burden, and may he lift it. My yoke is easy, and my burdens are light. All things work together, even when we can't understand it, for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And I don't know without God's help what you have been faced with. But I know what I sense. And the Lord said, unexplainable. It's working for your good. Because he says, I know best. I knew best. And even though it seems like too much to understand, maybe the why me, why this, why now, but God says, Oman she takasha boza. It's working for your good. And he promised never to leave you. Never to leave you alone. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for her. And we give you glory now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God, our Jesus. Amen. Somebody get her a tissue. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's going to do it, Pastor Dave. He's going to do it. I believe it. I believe that for you. I know it. Because he never lies. And whatever he's promised, he's going to do. And then he said he'd give us the desires of our heart. That is going to come to pass. I'm telling you, it's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. Prophetically, as a prophetic voice, when you are, and I don't throw this out, but as a prophetic voice, as a prophet of God, that oftentimes we can open up our mouth and call things and speak things and declare and decree things and watch God work. And he honors. Amos 3:7 says, sure, the Lord God will do nothing except he first revealeth his secrets unto his servants the prophets. And I don't know if you totally grasp it, some of you, and that's okay. But something has begun in here. It is. It's so tempting. I don't even want to sit down. I know I have to, but I want you to hear that it is. I know that's funny right there, but I'm being honest. Because something has, and I'm not talking about because I came today. Hear that. I'm just a man. I'm adding wood to a fire that has been started. Amen. And some of you brothers, some of you men, are going to have an experience with God like you've never had before. Especially you. Especially you. Because, brother, there is a call on your life, brother. Listen to me. There's a call on your life. Every call, they told me at 7 years old I had a call on my life. It wasn't until I was 17. That I actually stepped into it. Because I had to deal with some things in me. And some things I had to face within myself. And some things I had to get rid of. Some things I had to get in order. And experience, time, development. And even when I stepped into it, my pastor said, when I told my pastor, he said, that's nice. I'm glad God told you that. That's what he said to me. I looked at him like, did he just hear what I just said? I just said I got a call on my life. He said, that's good. I'm glad God told you that. He said, remind me that when you turn 18. You know him, man. I said, what is wrong with this, man? I just told him I had a call on my life. But he knew that there was something in me that I needed to deal with. I needed to get to a place. Are you hearing me? And in time, there's a call on your life. I'm not telling you to go run now, tomorrow now. Don't go do that. You know, I'm very careful when I tell people that now, because, you know, people, you say you got a car in your life, the next thing you know, they got a church. They say, well, I didn't tell you to start a church. But there's a call on your life. God's going to use you for His glory. He wants to use you for His glory. But you just gotta work on you. Because there are some of your friends, there are people, your buddies and people, they need you to get freed so that you can in turn free them. And the enemy knows that if you ever give God 100% my she-couples, He's going to lose a whole army. Amen. So I pray for you. I declare and decree over your life. I declare and decree that I hear the word peace, calmness come over you. That your experiences through life, in life, with life, that have caused sometimes anger moments, rage moments, moments where you lose control. But it's not really who you are. You're wrestling with your past. You're wrestling with what you've known. And that God will release it off of you. My God, in the name of Jesus. And that you'll become so calm, so gentle, so peaceable, that they wonder what has happened to our old buddy. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Father, touch my dear sister from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, let a healing come over her. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you in advance, because I trust you and I believe you. In the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. And we give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Pastor David, come on. I'm going to stop now. Because I sent something. Yeah. Listen, we thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity. And there's power in this room. There's such a presence in this room. Jesus, Makataboshaya. Itananashikabusi. Jesus. Kushmanansi. Jesus. Glory to God. Before Pastor Dave come, everyone just lift your hands right there where you're seated.
Thank you.
No, don't sit down, Pastor Dave. I'm My grandmother used to tell me, you can't save the world in one service. But certainly I want to at least hopefully get close. Now right there with your hands raised. Surrender to Him. God, I surrender to your will. I surrender to what you want to do in my life. I surrender to your power. I surrender. I surrender. Move flesh out of the way. I surrender. Because whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Whatever miracles you're working in this season, don't do it without me. Come on, just say, I surrender. Because I don't understand. I can't fix it myself. I've been trying to fix it. I've been trying to work it out. I've been trying to make it happen. And it's not working. I can't do it. God, I give it to you. I can't do nothing with it no more. I've done all I can. I need you to do it. And you said if we take our burdens and we give them to you and we leave them, God, I give it to you. All my questions, I give them to you. I'm not going to question you. All my worries, all my fears, all my tears, my confusion, God, I'm giving it to you. I can't do nothing with it no more. I'm not going to let this drive me crazy. God, I'm giving it to you. Here it is. You do it now. God, I can't. This battle belongs to you. God, this is yours. You take it. I don't want my hands on it. You take it.
Thank you.
And we give you glory. And we give you praise. And we give you honor. In Jesus' name. Let all God's people say it. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Go on, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.